Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just this last Sunday, we celebrated Pentecost. That is the realization of the Old Testament feast of harvest and also the feast of the giving of the law by God to Moses on Mount Sinai. We celebrate that fulfillment, that 50 days after our Lord's resurrection from the dead, 50 days after our Lord's Passover from death to life, the Holy Spirit came rushing upon the 12 and upon those present, that they might all hear the mighty works of God in their own tongues, their own languages, that all may see that this message of Jesus Christ is not just for the inhabitants of the land of Israel. It is not just for the people of Europe or Africa or Asia or the Americas or Australia, but that this message is for all of those places, of all people, of all tongues. And so our first lesson for this evening picks up right after our first lesson from Sunday. That after they have heard the mighty works of God in their own tongues, in their own languages, they begin grumbling. They begin in amazement. What is wrong with these guys? They begin claiming that they are drunk. And so Peter gets up, as he is often to do, and he proclaims boldly to the people present that they are not drunk. After all, it's only 9 a.m., he says. But rather they are filled with new wine, filled with the wine that is the Holy Spirit. They are so filled by the gift of the Holy Spirit that it pours out everywhere, that it spreads like wildfire. The 12 apostles, the 120 followers, and on that day of Pentecost, they add 3,000 souls to their midst. This is a message that everyone needs to hear. And so St. Peter very clearly proclaims that this is a fulfillment of what the prophet Joel wrote in chapter 2 of his prophecy. It shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. A prophecy can mean many things. It can be a proclamation of what God will do in the future, but it is also a proclamation of what God has done here and now and to our fathers of old. These people proclaimed, as they were filled by the Holy Spirit, the mighty works that their God and our God had done. God had placed that inside of them, and it bottled up so much that they had to proclaim it out. He continues, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. It has been posited that this is actually two events, that the coming of the day of the Lord has already come. Because as Christ was nailed to his cross for the sins of the whole world, the sun did appear darkened, for God covered that area in darkness for the hours from noon until 3. The sun was turned into darkness on that day of the Lord. Our Lord, who had set aside his heavenly throne for a time, made the cross his throne on that day. And the moon was turned into blood. Coming out of that eclipse, a blood moon often would occur. I'm not telling you that you should start to look to the stars for your horoscopes, because that is not a Christian practice. And yet the stars do proclaim the mighty works of our God. The sun, the moon, and the stars proclaim his handiwork, and he will use them to show us these things, just as he showed the wise men the path to his son. But there is another day of the Lord. So this day has been completed. Those prophecies had been completed on that day of Pentecost, 50 days after the event of our Lord's resurrection. And yet the day of the Lord is also yet to come. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. On the last day, every single tongue will proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is an absolute fact. But only the tongues that confess him in their lives will see him for all eternity. Those who refused, those who rejected that grace will be without him for eternity. They will be in the eternal torments, no matter how nice of a person you think they are. Those who have rejected Jesus Christ will be in eternal suffering. In our gospel lesson, Jesus Christ himself makes this very clear. He says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God." Jesus is the absolute best teacher you could ever ask for because he is God in the flesh. And yet, as he teaches this very lesson, as St. John records it in the 6th chapter of his gospel, that Jesus himself is the living bread from heaven, that unlike the manna that their forefathers ate in the wilderness and still died, those who eat his flesh shall live forever. And so many of his followers left him that day. He acknowledged that that was a hard teaching. And yet it must be taught regardless. Yes, on that last day, all will rise. Every tongue will confess. Every knee will bow. But your tongues, your knees, will continue confessing, continue bowing before the Lamb who will reign on his throne forevermore. Not the wood of a cross, but the magnificent throne and the new heavens and the new earth. This is all by a gift of God's grace. We are spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God until he calls us. And he calls us by his word, by his grace, by his gifts. Jesus wins the forgiveness of our sins on his cross, and yet he distributes it to you through his word. When you read it in your home, when you hear it Wednesdays and Sundays, when you remember that you are a baptized child of God, that you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, when you hear the words anew from your pastor that your sins are forgiven, and when you eat and drink our Lord's flesh and his blood. He is the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he says, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. Our Lord offered up his body and his blood on the cross on that Good Friday, that great and magnificent day of the Lord. His death turned into life, not just for himself, but for all of us who will believe. So if you have suffered loss, especially in recent months and recent years, take heart in this fact that those tongues that you sat next to that confessed very clearly that Jesus Christ is Lord, the lips that you heard sing his praises, the heart that beat for him, the hands that worked for him, those things you will see and hear again when our Lord returns in that great and magnificent day. Yes, all these things shall pass away. They are temporary. But our Lord and the life found and won in him are eternal. The church sings. We all believe in Jesus Christ, his own Son, our Lord possessing, an equal Godhead, throne and might, source of every grace and blessing. Born of Mary, Virgin Mother, by the power of the Spirit, Word made flesh, our elder brother, that the lost might life inherit. Was crucified for all our sin, and raised by God to life again. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.